By day, Susie Hanks works as a morning DJ on a classic rock station in Houston, Texas. But when all the Bachman-Turner has shifted out of overdrive and when the fog hat's been lifted, she donates her vocal talents to Reading for the Blind. There's one particular publication she reads that caught our ear. Producer Brent Bachman picks up the story from there.
The organization is called Taping for the Blind, and it works like this. Volunteers are recorded in a studio reading all kinds of different publications.
Every morning they read the Houston Chronicle, front to back, the tabloids, People
Those
Magazine.
Those recordings are then aired on a special radio and frequency given to clients.
So you can't hear it on your car radio.
Susie started volunteering there as a reader about 3 years ago.
And the first thing they did was they had me on the pet show. I read Dog Fancy, Cat Fancy, and Bird Talk. It was wonderful, yet a little bit boring, to be honest.
Taping for the Blind does not discriminate in terms of what publications it reads for clients. And one day, Susie got an interesting reading opportunity.
Well, it's a funny story. The guy who did Playboy got married, and his wife told him that he couldn't do it anymore. So they came and asked me. Now, I am a woman on a classic rock radio station in Houston, predominantly male listeners, male fan following, and so they thought that that might be fun. So they asked me if I would give it a try.
Susie reads the articles too, of course, but when she's describing the photos in Playboy, she has no script. She just describes the photos as she sees them.
She has long dark hair, very dark eyebrows, chocolate brown eyes. Her hair appears to be maybe a little bit damp, kind of matted, stuck to the skin. She is rollerblading down the street and she's looking back over her right shoulder with a great big grin on her face.
She's sitting kind of Indian style, cross-legged in the water.
She's on a bed. There's some nautical sheets on it, sheets with pictures of sailboats. Interestingly enough, in the centerfold, it looks as if the tattoos have been airbrushed out. The tattoos are gone. The tattoos are in picture.
Basically, I'm their eyes, and all I'm doing is providing accessibility to what's there on the page. So I read it, or I tell it like I see it. I don't have to try to be sexy when I'm reading the picture. I'm just a woman reading it, and it comes out sexy whether I want it to or not. It's not just body parts. You know, body parts would get boring if I just talked about the body parts over and over and over again. You're painting a picture with your words. She's conveying something through her eyes, through her facial expressions, and through her poses, and that's what I try to do. There are a group of clients who come into Taping for the Blind. I'll walk in and they know my voice. They can tell Susie's here. They perk up and they ask me about an article that I read or tell me a joke that I told them, something like that. My husband never really listened to it before, but the other day I brought one home and I read it to him, and he really liked that. It was a lot of fun. He often tells people that I read Playboy, but he had never actually listened. It was kind of eye-opening for him, too. I was fully clothed when I read that to him, by the way.
Susie Hanks in Houston. She spoke to producer Brent Bachman. You can find out more about the Taping for the Blind service at npr.org.